Enter the Garden Sanctuary. Welcome to this special guided meditation of peace, restoration, and cleansing. Please remember, as with all guided meditations, use the power of all your five senses to fully embody this mind-body-spirit healing journey. Also, please remember to be empowered to change and adapt any and all suggestions you hear to make this experience the most profound, the most powerful for you. And, as we always say, please take what you like and leave the rest. So now we invite you to close your eyes and relax. If you haven't done so already, please kick off your shoes, take off your watch, and loosen any clothing to make you feel even more comfortable and relaxed. So now, sitting comfortably or laying down, whatever you prefer, allow yourself to fully relax. Okay, so now that you're comfortable, we invite you to take a few slow deep breaths. Please inhale to the slow count of three. 1, 2, 3. And then exhale to the slow count of 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's try that again. Inhale. Exhale. Continue by taking several slow deep breaths and relax after each exhalation. Okay, now that you're relaxed, let's begin. Through your mind's eye, and the power of all your senses, imagine that you are walking down a wooded path under a canopy of white pine trees. The time of day is early morning. The season is early to midsummer. The air is comfortably warm, and you quickly notice the fragrant scent of pine trees in the air that fills your nostrils, no allergies today, and then your lungs. Earthly scents heighten your awareness to a state of complete relaxation and awe. This is the epitome of forest bathing. So after taking several steps, you round a corner and walk up to and through a lich gate, an elaborate wooden gate with a large arch covered in purple wisteria and pink clematis. Take a moment to remember the details of this garden entrance. As you walk through, you pause and smile. You have returned home once again. And now as you enter through this portal, feeling of calm enters both your heart and mind. Yes, you have returned home. As you walk through this portal, you notice that beneath your feet, the ground feels incredibly soft. You look down to see a lush, verdant path covered in thick moss that extends beyond your immediate vision. At once, you kick your shoes off, and a feeling of freedom surrounds your body. The now famous quote from Khalil Gibran, author of the book The Prophet, comes to mind. Forget not that the earth delights to feel your bare feet, and the wind longs to play with your hair. You have not forgotten. These precious moments of earthing are nothing less than liberating to mind, body, and spirit. And then, as if on cue, a slight breeze caresses your cheeks, forehead, and hair, bringing yet again another smile to your face. Welcome home. You have just entered into a garden sanctuary. Your garden sanctuary. A sacred place that offers peace, calm, and solitude. Moreover, it's a spiritual sanctuary, one that nurtures the health of the human spirit. This garden is a reunion with oneness, which you have come home to. Great news, the illusion of separation is over. Gardens have long held a place in the human heart for coming home. Names such as the Secret Garden, the Garden of Babylon, a desert oasis, and of course, the Garden of Eden, all represent a mythic place that we long to return to. They are often depicted in famous artwork, those like Claude Monet, George O'Keeffe, and even Maxfield Parrish, to name a few. In the words of singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell in her renowned song, Woodstock, we have got to get back to the garden. Indeed, you have done so right now. Welcome home. As you continue to walk into this garden space, your first thought is that it's immense, with acres and acres of trees and flower beds, gardens within gardens, groomed pathways, labyrinths, stone patios with pergolas, suspended flower boxes and hanging plants, waterfalls, lily ponds, and all kinds of areas to explore. Simply stated, you are elated to be here. Moreover, you're delighted to explore every corner, every inch of this sacred, enchanted, divine setting, your garden sanctuary. Again, welcome home. Along what appears to be the perimeter of this property is a row of towering blue spruce pine trees, offering shade from both morning and afternoon sun. The pines are complemented by maples, birches, oaks, aspen, and beech trees, all creating a lovely forest sanctuary of its own. And to one side is a small wooded glen, carpeted with scores and scores of bluebell flowers. The sight takes your breath away and definitely invites further exploration. Out of the corner of your eye, you think you even see a bunny rabbit, and that causes you to smile too. Now, take a fresh look all around you. What trees do you see? What do they look like? Walk over to one, place your hands on its bark. Feel the energy well up from the roots, through the trunk, to the farthest branches, and also into your hands. Breathe. Now, off to one side, you observe a small waterfall that creates a tiny creek, one that meanders through this sacred space. There appears to be a series of bridges over the creek, as far as you can see, each strategically placed for easy access to the flower beds. roses, lilies, wisteria, bougainvillea, honeysuckle, trumpet vines, and flowers you have never seen before, but are astonished at their beauty. Also included are groups of delphinium, lupine, foxglove, and lily of the valley. Take another look around. What flowers and shrubs do you see? What colors do you see and identify with? What fragrances do you smell? And how do they make you feel? What pleasant memories do they conjure up? Upon another glance, you'll quickly notice monarch and tiger lily butterflies floating about from flower bed to flower bed and dancing in what appears to be pure delight. The bees, too. With a closer look, you also notice hummingbirds moving quickly from trumpet flower to trumpet flower. They too chirp with delight. The vibrant energy of this place is amazing. Can you sense it? Can you feel it? Take a moment to remind yourself what an experience like this feels like. And not to be outdone by the flower beds are the occasional fruit trees planted along the path by this creek. Plump, juicy peaches, plums, royal red cherries, even a few shining green apples, all quite tempting. Can you smell the fragrance of fresh fruit? It's delicious. Equally impressive are the colorful songbirds that have made their home here. Scarlet tanagers, bright red cardinals, orange Baltimore Orioles, goldfinches, green flycatchers, blue grosbeaks, indigo buntings, and even purple martins, all wonderfully displayed in all the colors of the rainbow. The supporting cast of songbirds includes robins, purple house finches, chickadees and nuthatches, rose-breasted grosbeaks, and many, many more. Take a moment to listen to their songs. As you meander through the paths from one area to another, you notice a white painted gazebo about 25 yards away, like the one in the film The Sound of Music. And not far from it, a hammock suspended 3 feet off the ground from two large oak trees, giant trees that give the gazebo some shade. This entire garden sanctuary represents you. Your thoughts, your gifts, your imagination, your creativity, and your human potential. A potential that is in high demand during these challenging times. You are continually invited to visit this garden of your mind. Some call it the garden of the soul. To renew, replenish, and recharge your human spirit and be reminded of the beauty of your soul. Few people actually visit this garden. But you are here now, and for good reason. It's time to replenish, renew, and relax. You are also encouraged to visit here frequently to do some gardening, specifically some weeding, some pruning, as well as enjoy the grounds, which so often prove to be inspiring. Few people do this as well. Part of this process of renewal involves care for the garden, and that's why we are here today. Upon closer examination, you notice that each flower bed not only has magnificent flowers, but also its share of weeds. Now, there are some people that say weeds are merely plants that we have yet to fully understand what their unique contribution to the world is. While this may be true, these uninvited guests rob the garden soil of nutrients specifically designated for the roses, lilies, peonies, and other plants. Just as a perpetual negative attitude can taint one's disposition, these weeds are an invasive species that, for the integrity of the garden, need to be removed. On this visit, you are invited to weed the garden of your soul. These weeds are metaphors, symbols of negative thoughts, attitudes, beliefs, perceptions, often represented as lingering or unresolved feelings of anger, frustration, anxiety, and doubts. And these all take away from the beauty that we carry within. They rob us of the nutrients that we need to grow. They rob us of the blossoms and the ability to bear fruit. Situated on the ground at the flower garden nearest where you are is a basket, as well as some gloves and some padded cushions to kneel on. Perhaps even a small lawn chair, if you wish. At this time, you are invited to select a flower bed. Pull up all the weeds, big and small, clear down to the root, that are robbing the beautiful flowers of sunshine and nutrients. In essence, denying them to reach their highest potential. As you pull each weed and place it in the basket, make a simple acknowledgement of thanks, but recognize that it's time for this weed to go. Place a firm hand on each weed where it meets the soil so you get the root, and then ask yourself, what does this weed represent? It represents something. Perhaps a lingering grudge? An unresolved situation? Perhaps an unsettled anxiety? Or even a child wound that begs to be healed and released? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it represents. Simply grab the lingering botanical uninvited guest, gently but forcefully pull up root and all, and place this in the basket for removal into the compost bin. Symbolically, the root winds down all the way to the unconscious mind, and the unconscious mind greatly influences our lives. Hence, this is the reason why the root must be pulled up and discarded. With each weed, call the thoughts of your mind for what these strangers, these uninvited guests, these weeds might represent. Perhaps even a memory of an unresolved issue, frustration, an embarrassment, or just some lingering anxiety. As you place these weeds in the basket, offer a thought again of gratitude as you send it on its way to the compost bin. Also, be sure to include any seeds that may have discarded as you pulled it up, so that these don't take root at a future time. Wipe your brow and reach for the next weed, and repeat. And don't forget to breathe. Once you have cleared the weeds, feel free to pick up a nearby hose and water the flower beds with a good soak. Take a look around and notice if there's anything else that needs attention. Perhaps some dead flower petals need to be pruned. Perhaps there is a new flower or even some bulbs to be placed in the flower bed of your choosing. Once again, take a slow, deep breath into the count of three, out to the count of six. And attend to these aspects in the garden as well. And now take a moment to make this place your own. After all, it is. This is your garden sanctuary, including your choice of plants, trees, birds, wildlife, even the climate and weather. Oh, one more thing. There at your feet is a canister of wildflower seeds. As you look around, you see one garden bed freshly cultivated that's been left empty until now. Casually walk over to this flower bed and gently scatter the seeds evenly on top of the dirt and soil. Then, bending down, place your hand over the cultivated dirt. Gently nudge the seeds into the ground for their phase of germination. Now, as you do this, think to yourself, what seeds can you sow in the garden of your mind? Germinate new growth, new potential for yourself. Finally, pick up the nearby hose and soak the soil, giving the seeds what they need to start in their growing process. And if you want, you can take the hose and maybe go over some other flower beds too. Now that you have done the hard work, and pulling weeds from the garden of your mind is hard work, it's time to relax. See the empty hammock under the shaded oak trees? It's calling to you. So rinse off your hands with this nearby hose, or perhaps if you want, you can just put your hands in the creek and take a sip of fresh water, perhaps even wipe your brow again, and then saunter over to the hammock and enjoy the solitude of this garden sanctuary. A sanctuary that's all the more beautiful because you have taken the time to nurture the beauty that resides within. Now, after resting comfortably for several minutes, take another slow, deep breath and remind yourself to return here regularly. And remember, thinking is the fastest way to travel. And now, after several minutes of relaxation, restoration, and peace, slowly allow this image to fade from your mind, but allow the feelings of relaxation and rejuvenation and healing to linger all throughout your mind, body, spirit matrix. When you feel ready, slowly open your eyes to a soft gaze in front of you. If you want, you can move your fingers and toes and roll your shoulders, bringing your awareness fully back into your body and the room that you're in, ready to conquer and be one with the world. Smile.